starting at the top of Nun Dhammad Aleph, the new paragraph. This paragraph was quoted, or has been quoted before, but now we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of the Nodir Min HaYarek. So a Nodir Min HaYarek, Mutar B'Tulyim. Someone takes a nether from Yarek, which seems to be vegetables, right? Mutar B'Tulyim, then he's okay to eat quartz. Rabbi Kiva said, whereas Rabbi Kiva disagrees, he says that is not true. Now, why is Deluim left out? So the Rabbi presents two possibilities about why Deluim are not subsumed in the category of Yerek. So one possibility is that Yerek means a pre, right? It means some sort of fruit or vegetation, whereas the word is not included in that category of pre. That's one possibility, which would just mean that the language of Yerek is not used when it comes to Deluim. The other possibility, which the Ron introduces, is the idea that Yerek vegetables are eaten raw. Right? The vegetables can be eaten raw, and obviously cooked also, but the main sign is that they can be eaten in their raw state, whereas Deluim must be cooked in order to be eaten. And they're not really edible in their raw state. So he says, that might be the possibility. You will see later say, which way you learn the difference is, because based on that, we'll see the conclusion of the Gemara that will make a difference as to what we think the halacha is. And I know there in a yark, what's up, Dilim, Rabbi Akiva, Amrulo, Rabbi Akiva. Alo, Mer Adam Lushlupo, Kakli Yerek. Right, so a person will say to his friend, his agent, go to the store and buy me some vegetables. And then the Omer, Machati, Eladluim. And then he'll come back and say, look, there were no vegetables there. And it was Shemitah year. No vegetables there. I only found Deluim. I only found some gourds. So what's the point of the Rabbanan? For the Rabbanan is if it was a vegetable, he wouldn't have to come back and check with the boss, right, whether he should buy the gourds or not buy the gourds. The fact that he's actually coming to ask means that he thinks that that's not within the instructions that his master gave him, or that his sender gave him. So then Rabbi Akiva says, Amar lahem, kena davar. Right, that is exactly the point. Right, Oshem Omer, who, right, what does he say? Lo, who go, lo matzati elikidni eat. Okay, he doesn't come back. If you send an agent or a servant to the store to go buy vegetables, does he come back and say, look, there were no vegetables, they only have legumes, right? So is that how he answers? Right? Elishad Bulim Bifaliarak, you can eat in the Faliarak. The fact that he's coming back and asking about gourds means that they're included in Yerek, whereas kidneys are not included in Yerek. But Asur, Bapula Mitzri Lach, Bumutu Be'alish, that's just an appendant, you know, appendant to the Mishnah almost, but this last statement, that in Pula Mitzri, when it's moist, then it's considered a vegetable, is a vegetable, and when it's dried out, then it's used as a flour. Okay, they grind it up and use it as a flour. So therefore, when you talk about Yerek, when it's in its moist state, that's still in the category of Yerek, whereas in its dry state, it's in the category of the Dan already. So now, what's the machlokas between, we're going to see more extensively in the Gemara, but just the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Right? The Chachamim believe that it should be obvious to a person that some item is subsumed in the category, or under the category, subcategory of Yerek, meaning that if I send you to go buy vegetables, anything that you would buy would be considered a vegetable. So if I send you to the store and you come back to me and say, listen, they had no vegetables, they only had a gleam, that suggests that that's not what people think is a vegetable. The fact that you're coming to ask me whether it's okay to buy a gleam, that means already that it's not a Yerek, because otherwise you would exercise your agency without coming back to check whether that's okay. Rabbi Akiva says the opposite. Rabbi Akiva says that nobody will come back, for instance, and he doesn't make a starker contrast, but I would say if you sent your agent to the store to buy vegetables, and then he comes back and says, listen, there are no vegetables, I only have chicken. Right? So it's obvious that the agent's not going to come back and ask you that. Why? Because chicken's not even remotely in the category that he's looking for. The only thing the agent's going to come back and check with is something that's borderline in that category, but it's got to be in the category. So that's Rabbi Akiva's point. If I say Yerek, the guy comes back to check with me about Deluim, it means that, all right, Deluim may not be obviously Yerek, but they are within the borderline of Yerek because the fact is he's asking. But he doesn't come back and ask about beans because he knows that's not even remotely in the category of Yerek. And so that's how we explain the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham. All right, we're going to go into the Gemara. I know Dimina Yerek. Bahab min Yerek Nadar. Right, so the Gemara's question is, now, did he really say vegetables? And truthfully, vegetables just don't include deleting. Even Rabbi Akiva is going to agree the term vegetable is not really, it's not inclusive of deleting. So how could he just say yes? So the Gemara meant it, so Zamar Liba Omer, your cake de ra'alai. That your cake de ra'alai, that the vegetables of the pot are on me. So what vegetables of the pot would be more than simply vegetables, but anything that's used in the pot. The Gemara says the Dilma, maybe when you say the vegetables of the pot, you mean vegetables that are used to spice the pots, and things that are often used in the pots, but not necessarily vegetables themselves. So Omer, so it must be alai. It talks about a vegetation that is, or vegetables that are cooked in the pot, normally cooked in the pot. So now you can see why gourd might be included now, right? Before we said possibilities that yerek means only, or something that, according to the Rana, the second interpretation we said was only something raw, right? Eaten raw, or something that's cooked, delim, or something that's only used cooked. But now you change the definition, you said, yerek, I mean, to a shell, but they're talking about vegetables that are cooked in the pot. So delim could be included in that category. Now, obviously, there's a little more room to say that they would be included, versus when you just say yerek by itself. And again, the language, if it's a language, then obviously there's not a lot of insight here, but the same thing. If you say yerek, then when people talk about vegetables, they don't talk about the lean. When they talk about stuff they cook, vegetables to cook, then the lean might already be in that concentration. So my last is by Mike Mifligate. What are the Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva arguing about? Rabbanan says, Rabbi Kol Mil Sadit Zareich Shlich Ale Yem Luche Allah. So Rabbanan believe any time that a Shlich comes back to check in on his charge, meaning whether he's doing it properly, lav min eilu. It's clearly not his, right? Same species. It's not included in what he was charged to do because he wouldn't have to check if he was charged to do that. Keep a separate goal, so the min lachlicha Allah min eilu. But anytime a shliach comes back to check, that is within this subcategory of the species because otherwise the question would not be relevant. The fact that you're asking a question means that there is relevance to your question. Right? You wouldn't ask, again, we gave a more stark example, but the idea that you wouldn't come and ask about chicken if he sent you to get vegetables, because it's just not relevant to ask about that. The fact that you're asking means that there is some relevance to what you're asking about. So Rabbi Akiva, this is a very interesting line here. Rabbi Akiva agrees, when it comes to Malkus, you do not get Malkus on Zulim. So if a person took, and then there's a Yerek, and we already amended that to read that he took it from Mashanish Basho, but Yerek should be Basho with Deira, right? Or, so that we said, if he eats Zulim, then he does not get Malkus. Why does he not get Malkus? Right? That's a question. Why shouldn't he get Malkus? If it is in the category of the Rabbi Akiva, why doesn't he get Malkus? So the way the Ran puts this, which is an interesting line in the Ran, says, the Kaven, the Deluyim, Lo Mishkame Behedja, Elmi Rabriel, the Nishne, that it's clear that it's not the obvious interpretation of the word. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees that that's not the most obvious interpretation of the word, it's only a, well, again, Ribuya Delishna, right? This is the Ran, again, mentioning that. Because he used excess verbiage, right, that's what got to this. Because if he had just said Yerek, Tluim would have been excluded. So what did he say? He said, Yerek Hamitz Bashel Bekdeira. So this extra verbiage is what makes us, right, say all of a sudden, Tluim are included. Because why? He could have just said Yerek. The fact that he said Yerek Hamitz Bashel Bekdeira, what did he add by saying Hamitz Bashel Bekdeira? So we're saying he added on this, right, Tluim. That's what we think he did with this extra verbiage.
But if he said it doesn't have others, so he has to be, what are you saying, at least going to fight, or he was saying that, you're only counting the liver as a subcategory. It's only part of the
excellent.
Right. You can either buy it or not.
Right. So that's next line in the round. Exactly. Very good. Avagav the mimla shlicha le'lo mitasru v'adai el mistega hilkot lo loki. So it's exactly the line in the round. So the Ran says that exactly that's what Shoal was suggesting. That the only reason Rabbi Akiva says it's also here is because we're in Akinan Lechumra by Nadara. But that's not, Rabbi Akiva does not say definitively that Zulim are included in this language. And if he doesn't say definitively, then we can't give Malkus on it. So the only thing we are, we're hostage in Yisafik, not to eat them. If he comes and asks us, can he eat Zulim? We say no. Because we say, we don't know what did he mean in this, we don't know what he meant, and we're assuming this extra verbiage includes tulim, and the fact that we do that is only mitzvah kumra, but we don't know for certain. If we don't know for certain, we can't give malchus. Okay, it's not hata. So this is a Mishnah. It's quoted all over, you know, it's a frequently quoted Mishnah, because of it's obviously the unusual aspect of Me'ilah. Right? What's unusual about Me'ilah? Right? Me'ilah is the one area where you can have a Shliach L'Devar HaBeira. Right? One of the categories where you can have Shliach L'Devar. Generally we say, in Shliach L'Devar HaBeira, right? That there is no such thing as an agent to perform some sort of a negative act. Why is that? Because Dibrei we say that. The only place we don't say that, and there's a reboot from Truma, is by Me'ilah. Me'ilah, if you send a agent to somehow be Moel and Hekdesh, if he carries out the agency, then you will be Moel. You, the sender, will be Moel. So that always, because of that, Me'ilah always has interest. It's quoted, again, in questions relating to Gemara's, but it's always... You bring down Mishnayos because it has that interesting aspect. So again, here we're going to have this aspect, right? You can imagine here you have an agent doing something in Me'ilah, and what's the story? It's not hot time. A shliach also shlichoto. Shliach who does what he's supposed to do, balabayit ma'al. Then the owner is ma'al. He's the one who gets to, who has to pay back hekdesh, bring the korban. Lo asher shlichuto. If he didn't do his agency properly, then shliach ma'al. Shliach is ma'al. Why? Because if he's acting on behalf of the owner or the sender, then you can argue that he is a shliach with barbeir. But if the shliach decides to do whatever he wants and not do his agency, then you can't add, you can't argue that he's a shliach with barbeir, because he's not carrying out his agency. He ruined his agency. That's what, you know, in Me'ilah, that's what Gemara deals with in many instances, is when does the shliach switch from being an agent to being his, you know, on his own, I mean, on his own cognizance, I mean, that he's given up being the agent, and now he's acting on his own. So, where it says, the shliach says, who's the author of that Mishnah? I'm Rav Chisda, Masnissin, to love Rabbi Akiva. That Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because it's not. Because the Seif of that Mishnah, Keitzei, what's the, those, that's the Kotaret of the Mishnah, right? That's giving you the introductions of the Mishnah. Shliach does his agency, the Baal Bais is Ma'al, so that doesn't do his agency, it's not Ma'al. Okay, then the Mishnah goes Keitzei. How does that work? Amar lo, tein basar lo harfim, say, give meat to the guests, v'natan lahem kaveh, and he gave them liver. Tein kaveh, v'natan lahem basar. He said, give liver, and he gave them meat, right? My Shliach Ma'al. Right? The Shliach is the one who's Ma'al. Why? Because he didn't carry out his agency, right? So therefore, he did it on his own volition. And therefore, if he did it on his own volition, then he's the one who's now becomes type of Me'ilah. But what's the categories that we're talking about here? We're talking about basar and kaveh, meat and liver. Now, if you were to argue, meat and liver, are they two different things? The answer probably is yes, they are two different things. But if you look in the general meat category, right, meat and liver probably are the same. So the Gemara is assuming, we're going to see in a second, that it's that we have a brisa.
Can't have a liver cheeseburger.
Right. So
the plus thing.
Yeah, maybe they would. It's just that only Jews eat chopped liver, so they can. But the same thing would apply here. Just like the Rabbana believe that Yarek and Tzluim are separate, they're going to believe that Basar and Kaveid are two different categories. Whereas Rabbi Akiva believes Tzluim are some subset or subcategory of Yarek, and he's going to believe that also Kaveid is a subset of Basar. The fact that the Mishnah differentiates between Basar and Kaveid means that it must be the Chachamim and not Rabbi Akiva. So now the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, "Hey, we're dealing basar shliach ma'al b'ibra b'kiva." Hamar Rav Kiva. We know that Rav Kiva says, "Kol milsa de mimlach alei shliach." Right? Meaning that anything that a shliach would check up on, that is considered its category. All balabait. Then the balabait should be the one who's moel. Below the most shliach, and not the shliach. Why? If I sent you to go buy meat in the store, right? And then they didn't have any meat; they only had chopped liver, right? You would come back and check with the balabait. You want chopped liver instead. The fact that you would even answer the question, according to Rabbi Akiva, means that you're in the category, at least in the general vicinity of meat. If you're in the general vicinity of meat, then the shliach is performing his agency, even though in this case he didn't check. He went ahead and gave them his liver anyway. But that means, because Rabbi Akiva is saying, basically, it is the category, meaning that even though jointly a shliff would check in that case, and he did check, but since it's in the category, we assume he's carrying out his agency, because
It's even closer, it's even stronger when he doesn't check. He doesn't need to check, right. He assumes it's the same thing.
Right. Alright, yes, the answer is yes, although he should have checked. The answer is that he really should have checked, but you're right, the fact that he did check is even more compelling that it's a single category. I'm Rabbi, I'm Gila Tame Rabbi Akiva. We can explain Rabbi Akiva is the author of that mission of Gila. He lo molde Rabbi Akiva, the Tzarklam Luche. When does Rabbi Akiva say that, that when you have to check? Hey, Rabbi Akiva argues, and this is what we're just discussing, that you must check. So therefore, when we say that he is the agent of the Baal HaBayit, that's only if he performs like a normal agent would perform. A normal agent, in a case where he says, give meat, and there's only liver, he'd come back and check with the Baal HaBayit. The fact that he didn't do such means that he's really disengaged from being the agent of the owner, meaning that he's now acting on his own, because if he was really an agent, he would have come back and checked with Rabbi, he would have checked with the Baal. That's how we're going to explain that. So even Rabbi Akiva in this case will agree that the agent has lost his rights, but he's lost his function as an agent because he didn't act like a normal agent would. A normal agent would have checked in this case. The fact that he didn't check means that he's already doing his own thing. Right? He's not acting on behalf of the Baal HaBayit.
There's also there's a difference between the cases. The mission there says whether he gave them, when he told them to give him basar, he gave him kaveh, or he told them to give him kaveh, he gave him basar, then it's the same thing. You know, the shaliach is mom. If someone says to shaliach to get the lulu, he's certainly not going to think that includes Yerek.
I hear what you're saying. Right, but Yerek is a generic term, and then we say Gluim is material. So since Basar is a generic term, then Kaveh is included. But if you're using Kaveh, why is Basar included?
Unless it's so much more obvious that Kaveh and Basar are the same category, then...
I think that also it's a little difficult to look at both of these cases, but I think even certainly Basar for today, I think that it's much more commonplace today when you don't even say to anybody today to go get Mibasa. There's so many different types of cuts in that. I think that in the time of the Gemara, I remember that it was, you know, you didn't have all these different types of cuts. Basa was basa, you had like one or two cuts, whatever it was.
Right.
But I think vegetables, even then, you had there was a greater variety. So the question is, I don't know, maybe even strengthening your question a little bit more. Maybe it's maybe there was a real distinction between the two.
So the only thing I can answer for you is that the Gemara here is after actually Rabbi Akiva's thesis and not after the target factors, which is that anything that the Shliach would check on, right? That's Rabbi Akiva's premise. Rabbi Akiva's premise is anything that the Shliach would check on is the same category. And so the Gemara's assumption here is that Basar and Kaveh is something that a Shliach would check on. And therefore, should have checked on. And therefore, since he didn't do it, since he should have checked on it, then according to Kiva, there should be one category, whether it's Kaveh or Basar. But what they're challenging is not whether the word means this or the word category, it's just about Rabbi Akiva's premise that if the Shliach would even consider to check, then already we're going to put categorize them as a single entity, whether it's Kaveh or Basar.
Those guys
maybe they sent over a biased solution before Robo. Abraham Shafir Amar Nachmani. Nachmani is a reference to a bayin who grew up in the house of Rabbi Amar Nachmani. Mantano, the polygalate, the Rabbi Akiva. Alright, so that's Shafir Amar Nachmani. Okay, that's the minister. So Mar says, Mantano, the polygalate, the Rabbi Akiva. Who's the Tana that argues on Rabbi Akiva? So Mar says it's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. The bar pukta of Rabbi Akiva is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. The Tanya, and Noder mina basar, asur b'chol minei basar. So a person who takes nether from meat, so this would be more along your lines, Shalom, here, he takes a general category of meat, a nether on meat, then he's also in all types of meat, basar barosh, uberaglayim, right, the head, the legs, Hanan, Kaved, Lev, Ofot. Right? So here we go, all the categories. We've got head, legs, throat, liver, heart, right? Birds, fowl, and but here, Ophot is not because of whether there's not an argument whether Ophot is Basar or not Basar.
What's
the Shambhani Adam here, right? What's the sims in the category? According to there, it's a problem because the Torah uses the term Gedi. Mm-hmm. And Gedi is not Ophot. But here, we're just talking about meat, like today. Mm-hmm. I mean, although truthfully, the development, or it's a it's really an outcome of the fact that we look at, because oak is still considered basar v'chalav, when you say today fleishig or meat, we include ofot in that category because we look at it from the, already we've developed a thought process, which is can milk and meat together, so if it's not with milk, it must be meat.
Sorry, I was also fish.
Right. So here, that's the next line of information here in this crisis, right? Mutar basar tagim. He's allowed to have fish meat because, again, if we eat fish again and milk together, then people will not. The Lashon Bnei Adam is not included in basar. So that's the first step of the mission. Now, we should go a little. There's a much of a basar tagim b'chagavim. I'm sorry, I left out the grasshoppers.
I can well understand why.
The grasshoppers are not included under basar. All right, so now, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, I know there's been a basar, asur b'chol minei basar. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, when you say basar, you mean all meat. Umutar, but that does not include rosh, aglayim, kaneh, kaved, lev, ofot. Ein tzarech lomar basar tagim b'chol gamim. None of those are included under basar. So you see, who's the Baal Pulto, Rabbi Akiva? He says basar is a very broad category. Meat is anything that you would do, anything from the animal, one, and number two, even fowl. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, when someone says meat, they mean meat, right? That means, real basar, steak or meat. It's not, we're not talking about, liver and hearts and other roach and maglaim, all these extra, other than that's not what people mean when they say basar. Now, v'chenei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Okay, this next line in the, to be honest, this next line in the Gemara to me is somewhat cryptic, or these next two lines in the Gemara are cryptic. I'll read them as best as I was able to understand them, but they are somewhat cryptic. And even with the change of the gears of the bow, I'm not sure I totally understand what the Gemara is saying, but we'll do our best. Any of Shimla Mer, Kirvayim Labasar. So this is easy line, that the innards are not basar, the kishkas are not meat.
Kukumanim,
anything that's not meat, real, like flesh, right? That's not meat, right? Oflam lab barinish, and people who eat them are not humans, all right? So that's his comment about that. So now, the next line in the Gemara, he says, what does that mean? Oflam kibasar, and this is what I'm reading, Oflam kibasar, the yinzine lab barinish, right? The simplest way to read this next line of the Gemara is to say, right, that since they are not meat, therefore someone who buys them or someone eats them is not a human. Okay, they're defined. Why is he not a barnish? Because people don't normally eat them. That's all the Gemara is doing over here. Otherwise, the way the Bacham meant to read, he says, right, the Ochlem lab barnish, what does it mean that they're not human beings? Amai hilchasa. What's the halal? Like, what is that telling us if they're not barnish? So then the answer comes out to be because they intervene. Meaning that for commerce, within commerce, these are not, it's not considered basar. If you go to buy something and somebody provides this, or they made an agreement and you provide this, this is not considered basar within that agreement. That's how we read it. Again, how to read it into the words, it's still very difficult. So I'm pointing it out, I'm explaining it as best as I can, but the words themselves to me seem somewhat cryptic. I haven't really figured out a way to read it easily into the words that are there.
He has a nice shot here. He brings the Tosfos in the Rosh. He says that Ochlein Kabazali and Vine, those who value it the same as other meat when it comes to buying an equal weight of it, when a person goes to the store and he asks for a kilogram of meat, they say, well, all we have left is the intestines. Okay, I'll take a kilogram of that for the same price.
Right.
So,
right. Right. That was the first way I read it. Again, I know it's somewhat harder to read it. The Tosfos has it here, which is when which is the reason I read it, that he's willing to give up meat and buy this instead. I mean, someone because people don't normally eat it, and this guy eats it anyway, and then he's a love burning issue. Because he buys it anyway, he's a love burning issue.
Okay.
You think of the same price.
The
same
price.
The
values
are the same.
And he also explains the term that Labarinish as they're not typical human beings. So maybe so they were saying that since a lot of people as they were talking what these people do, he doesn't say that specifically, I think maybe that's the implication, but that's not what we would consider what they are. People do that, not typical.
All right. I'm saying I have less problem with the explanations and more problem reading into the words that are there. So that's interesting if you parse it. Oklemka basar lin tzvinin lav barinish. Okay, so that was the first way we read it. The other way to read it is Oklemka basar lin tzvinin lav barinish. Okay. Maishna basar of the Tanakam of the Asir. So why is basar of excluded? You read the show. And when basar gadim is excluded, why would you pick fowl over fish, right, or fish over fowl? What's the difference between them? That's a nice question here. Maishna basar of the Tanakam of the Asir, the David Shlifka de Mimla Chalei. Why? Because if you sent the shliach, he would check up to see whether fowl is included in what the balabais wanted, right? Whereas basar gadim, now we have a shlicha, right? That tilo mishka piska mimla chalei. He doesn't find meat, he'll come back. I mean, if you send the guy to the store, you send your agent to the store, and he said, give me some meat in the store, he'll come back and say, listen, right? There was no meat, there was only chicken, right? Or he'll come back and say, there was no meat, there was only fish. Right, the fact that he would query on both of those categories means that, at least according to Rabbi Akiva, those should both be subsumed under the category of basar. So why is it differentiating in the Mishnah between basar of which is included and basar gadim which are not included? Right, we lived through. They should be asur. Amar Abaye. So, Tina. We have a problem.
Who says it's included?
The first assumption is that.
We wouldn't, right?
No, I don't know. It's a borderline. It's a borderline case.
What hungry? You want dinner?
It's like
even if today it's not the case, I'm saying the Gemara's assumption is that it's possible that that's in by. So now the solutions we come up with are, as always, we have to create a kimta to solve the problem, and then all of a sudden things start flying in the air. Alright, I'm Rabbi Kigon Shihiki's down. Right, he was bloodletting before he took the nether. Right, this is your typical case, right? The low uphill dugging, because you don't eat fish, because that's detrimental. The one who does, one who has bloodletting has to eat, should eat meat afterwards, and the gimar would be detrimental. Mar says, right, if that's the case, then we know that fowl is also, poultry is also not, right, not within the good category of things to do after you bloodlet. Right, Damar Shmuel, the Sukar, one who got bloodletting between his shoulders, right, this Va'akal Bisra the Tafra, and he eats poultry. Part of Klibe Katafra, then his heart flies away like a bird. Right, I mean, that it's also detrimental to one's health to have a poultry after bloodletting. So why, if you're creating the case now that it's about bloodletting, then why are you excluding again? Why are you excluding fish and not birds? So Tanya, imik izin lala dagim bo lafot, right? And we also have a price that says you can't be makis. You don't let blood, assuming you're going to eat fish or poultry. Below abasar maliyat, and not on salty meat. Right? Tanya, we have another price. Akiz dam, lo yuchal lo chalav, lo gbina, lo bitsim, lo shichlaim, lo afot, lo basar maliyat. Person who is bloodlet should not eat, right, milk, cheese, eggs, cress, poultry, and salted meat. So again, you see that in all these cases, poultry is also considered detrimental to one who is let blood. So why does it matter if it's detrimental? Because the guy took the nether after he was letting blood. So when he says, I'm not going to eat meat, then we assume it's only something that in right now would be in his purview of eating. I mean, that if he won't eat fish or he won't eat poultry because that's negative for him, when he says, I'm not going to eat meat, That's obviously not what's on his mind. On his mind is something that he could eat right now. So when he takes the nether, he's only going to be referencing items that would be he would otherwise have eaten at that point in time. So we see that both Ofot and Dagim are excluded. If that's the case, then how can you differentiate? Again, we created this crazy kimta in the Braisa, but it brings us to the same place, which is that poultry and fish are categorized the same way. And so why, again, did you differentiate in the Braisa?
Technically, it has to be contrary. Huh? You can't have a having that if you took an end there that he's saying, these things are so not good for me, I'm for sure not going to eat them now.
Right. The assumption is that correct. That's the assumption that
correct. Nether is
like that. I think about Shua Shah.
But we say, because by Nether, we say that generally say Ein Nether, right? We say that it's Ein Nether Hal Nether. You know, if when a person's speaking, we're trying to understand what was that on their mind at the time. That, I mean, if the person comes to us and clearly explains, we have this early in the step, but the person takes a nether, and he said basar, and then we ask him what he meant by basar, and he says, this is what I meant by basar, there's nothing to talk about. We allow him to define what he said. The problem all these four cases are is where he just said basar, he said a generic basar. They ask him, what do you mean? He says, I don't know what I meant. Right? So now we're trying to discern or deduct from that what he really meant. So then we try to take context, right, and language, and determine what he meant by that. So again, it's not...
So here's what I'm saying. He couldn't, he wasn't going to be eating these things anyway, so he wasn't meant to add something to it.
Right. Whereas if he says clearly, look, I meant I'm not going to eat these things that are detrimental to my health, then that's what he meant by the nether, and there's nothing to talk about. As long as it's a, we said this earlier in the chapter, again, that it's, as long as it's a normal interpretation of the word, meaning that if it's some crazy interpretation of the word, then we're not going to say that. Okay. Right, so they have, all right, so now we have to still solve a problem. So my says, the shiny ofot of shari they shlika. Right? Birds are different because if you cook them, okay, here we're going to assume shlika means well, if you cook them really well, then they run into they become part of the basar category. The only detrimental, poultry is only detrimental if it's like lightly cooked or roasted. But if it's really cooked well, till it's really soft, then already it loses its negative effects. Therefore, that's why when you took the nether, we're going to still include ofot and not include fish. Because there is a way to have fowl or poultry even after you bloodlet. And that's if you cook it well. So therefore, we're saying that's still included under what he meant by his nether. Because he could have eaten that. Since he could have eaten that, we're saying that's still included in his nether. So Mar says, Abaya market don't think Ivan lay ain't it. Right? That he says, no, he had a pie. I don't know, his eye ache. I don't know, because his eyes were bothering him. The dagim hashim le'enayim. Because fish is bad for one's eyes. He ha'ki akul dagim. Damar Shmuel nun samach ayin. So he starts saying the aleph base. The aleph is nun samach ayin. What does nun samach ayin stand for? Nuna, which is fish in Aramaic. Samo, right, is...
Medication,
good, right? So it's beneficial. Ainayim, four eyes. So that's what I'm saying here. Wait, you just said Abaye saying what? That he had an eye ailment, some sort of eye ailment, so that, and fish are bad for that, right? Why should it be excluded? I mean, the assumption of Abaye is that he wouldn't eat fish because he has an eye ailment. But yet, we have what? Shmuel, who tells us that eating fish is actually beneficial to one's eyes. So how do you explain, right? How do you explain the differential here? So the Gemara ends up sofuchla. Sofuchla does not mean the end of the food, but sofuchla means the end of the sickness. So when it's the beginning of one's eye ailment, then fish are detrimental. When it's towards the end of the eye ailment, then fish are beneficial. And so then when he takes the nether, he had, according to Abaye, he had an eye ache. It was the beginning of his eye ailment, and therefore he wouldn't have eaten fish. And when he takes the nether, then he wouldn't have included fish because fish was not something that was on his menu for that day. So that's the explanation. The kimta is very tough. It's creating a whole case.
A whole case, a whole case.
Right, for what seems to be a very simple focus about what's included and what's not. Right, it eliminates it. So now, that has impact, let's talk about the halakha. Right, so what do we know? Right, the Gemara has a principle about Rabbi Akiva and halakha, which is that halakha right? By Rabbi Kiva, make chaveiro, below make chaveira. Right? That halacha is like Rabbi Kiva when he has an individual who argues on him, but not when he has a rabbim, a plurality, plurality that's arguing on him. Why? So, what's his case here? Rabbi Kiva is in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, chachamim are arguing on Rabbi Akiva. That's the case, halacha would not be like Rabbi Kiva. Whereas, when we bring the braisa down over here, we say, Man Tana that colleague of Rabbi Akiva. Who's the Tana that argues on Rabbi Akiva? And what do we say? He says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, which makes it into an individual.
And also, the word telling is that you have the letter from the English translated by the opinion of Rabbi Akiva.
Okay. So, is it halacha Rabbi Akiva mechavi rab who mechavi rab? So that's what the Iran, right? The Iran says over here, that's exactly the point, that the Inyan Halakha. So if you look towards on the right side here, sorry, on Nun Dalet Amufet, this is bonus time. You know, this isn't on the top anymore. All right, the Inyan Halakha on the right side here, on Nun Dalet Amufet, towards the middle of the round there. It says the Inyan Halakha. Right, this is the middle of the round. The Inyan Halakha, you guys see it? You got it? Okay, the Inyan Halakha, Kaimalan to Rabbi Akiva. We hold it Rabbi Akiva. Well, midday the Mamlech HaLeshlifa, meaning anything a Shliach would go back and check on it, that is considered part of the species. The Ha Stamlan Teren is a parakol basa. First of all, we have a Stam Mishnah that is like Rabbi Akiva and Kulin. Now, the Quran, I'm going to skip next two lines, but just the question of whether it's Stam, Afrikak, Makokas, and Makokas, Afrikak, Stam. So, Bafilu Haki, so if you look, skip two lines, damn, right from where we are, just two lines, drop two lines. Bafilu Haki, Kaptina Kabate. First of all, we hold up Rabbi Akiva because he's the Machmir. Number one. And we're in the Darim, and we don't know which way the Pasuk to lead, so that's number one. We're going to be Machmir. Number two is the Oath. The Hamafresh Mekmar, the month probably the later of Akiva, Yechidohu. Who are the Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, which means it into an individual Machokas, the Ein Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. But Kaimalon, that what? An Erevin Halachuk Rabbi Akiva Mechavei Ro. Then when it comes to a Machokas to Rabbi Akiva and an individual, we're going to Paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Therefore, Kelka, I know there may have basar. Someone who takes a letter from basar, asor b'chomine basar, ube ochot, ube dagim. And if you stop, take the nether about basar, what are you going to be restricted in? You're going to be restricted in poultry, fowl, fish, any meat, anything that is even quasi meat. Koshlo hiki's down, koloki even laini. Right? This is a dear question, yes. You mean that if you eliminate the kimtas in the Mishnah, then you're going to get a point, which means that if you do take a nether about basar, it's going to include poultry, it's going to include fish, it's going to include all these other things. You dafko, ba'at, with the mimla shlichei life. It's only in a place where a shlich would check on this. That comes back to, right, your point, Jeff, that whether today somebody would really question if they, or Joel, I don't know, who made the point about fish, right? That if, would a shlich come back and ask, be sent to get meat, would he come back and say, look, there's no meat, do you want fish? Right? But in a place where that wouldn't even be within the realm of question for a shlich, then it's not. This is not like the Rambam. Why? Because the Rambam writes that in Hilchos Nedarim, the Dagim lo Mitzri elo ba'atri demila shlicha layu, ba'ofilt Mitzri b'chol tochta. He says, the way Ram formulates it is that what? Basar includes anything in meat category. That's liver, heart, all this other stuff. Now what about poultry and fish? That, the Gemara seems to indicate, it was only if the Shliach would check on those items. So therefore, they're in that questionable category about whether it's a fuzz or not. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says, what's in the questionable category? That's fish. But bird, fowl, poultry is always subsumed under basar. Our Gemara, they equate the two. The only reason the Gemara differentiated between the two is because of these crazy ukimtas, right? The ukimta of Mickey's Dam or Kaven Le'enin. But had it not been for the ukimta, the Gemara says that they are in the same category. So that is the conclusion. That's where he argues on the Rambam. And everybody agrees that chagavim, grasshoppers, are not included. So you can, that's easy. Nobody would include that. There's no shliach would ever ask about it. And the only question about basar maliach is like salty meat. Right, right, farm beef, things like that, that you wouldn't eat in Yom HaKazah. So that is also, only, if that would be in a place, normally that would be considered under basar. If he bloodlet on that day, then maybe it would not be included in the nether. But that's only if he takes the nether for that day alone. That's an important point here. Because the Yom HaKazah only impacts fish. But if he does nether for 7 days and he bloodlet on the day, then we can't say that his references to context is no longer just the Yom HaKazon. His context is a broader context of 7 days. That then Basar Maleah, and all these things would not be restricted, and therefore he would be included on his in his nether. All right, so we'll stop here. I'll point out on the beginning of the doc, we mentioned that the Ran differentiated in why Tavulim are included under Yerek or not. Right? Whether it's because it's eaten raw or not raw, or is it because of the Yerek, it subsumes in the category. Because of this, in the end of the Ran, if you look on the Daram and Aleph, there's a Ran and the widest lines in the Ran. Right? The two lines down and the widest lines in the Ran. Just two quick lines here, but you'll see that. You know what? Let's stop. Right before the wide lines, the narrow lines of the run, right? And the narrow lines of the run, two lines from the bottom of the narrow lines of the run, B'kaimelon. See that word, B'kaimelon? B'kaimelon. Two lines from the bottom of the narrow lines. B'kaimelon for Rabbi Akiva, commotion and farce of Benin, please, Mizrach Hashem. So they're going to hold like Rabbi Akiva, right? He's going to pass like that. We see that. That's what we just read, that he passes like Rabbi Akiva. Ilka, no dermina yerek, ino asr b'fri adama. Someone who takes a nether from vegetables is not excluded from anything you'd make a b'fri adama on, but amar yerek, but that only vegetables, anything that you call a vegetable, not anything that grows on the ground, you make a b'fri adama on it. So if you exclude the luyim, and exclude potatoes, maybe onions, etc. Right? Amar yerek there alai, then he's asr b'pirot adama. Then he's including anything that grows in the ground, but im lachshir macha, that is used as a spice, or the spice of kashumim u'psalim, garlic, onion. And so that's added to the umudar b'tulim. But tulim still would not be included because they're not used as a flavor. Right? Amar yerek b'shabu there alai asr b'chol pirot adama. Then anything that grows in the ground would be included because that would be put boiled and cooked and whatever. So that's one. But now, according to the second interpretation, that's according to the interpretation that has to do with the lashon of yerek. Does yerek include priyadama or not include priyadama? So then, based on that differential and the conclusion of the Gemara, you'll have three categories. You'll have when he says yerek, when he says yerek hayorei l'teira, and then you'll say yerek l'tbashel l'teira. And each of these will include more items based on the language. Whereas now, what was the other interpretation? That the difference between tuluyim and yerek was whether it's eaten raw or not eaten raw. So now, if you look down in the widest lines in the run, two lines down in the widest lines in the run, the nimso, aksha, lefi derech zeh, meaning derech zeh means the second interpretation, it has to do with raw and cooked, the nozer min aner yerek, osur bin yerek, hanechav, kamochu, chai, bilvat, only vegetables that are eaten when they're raw. Umutar, b'chom, ishvashel, akopish, yipayim, nechav, chai, but he does not include it in anything that is cooked, even though sometimes you eat it raw. So something that, I don't know, maybe a carrot would be in this bridge category, where you eat it raw, and you eat it, what? Sometimes you eat it, you eat it cooked, but sometimes you eat it raw. I don't know if that'd be enough of an example, but something where it's edgy, where you would normally cook it, but people also eat it raw. Hey, I don't know, carrot, usually maybe an example, but it's, I don't know, you want to think of another?
Celery,
that's a good example. Right, that's probably true, because it's used as a flavoring agent. All right, so you need to cook more than raw, so that's it. Then you'd be mutter in celery. Amar Yerkei Kedera Alai, Asur Apo Otan Shenechalim Chayim U'mavushalim. So if you add in Yerkei Kedera, then what are you adding on? You're adding on things that are normally eaten cooked, but they are sometimes eaten raw. Right? That would be included in Yerkei Kedera. Avalo Botan Shenechalim U'mavushalim. But not the last category, which is things that are always cooked. Amar Yerkei Mitvashel, but there are Asur Botan Shenechalim U'mavushalim. So right, the three stages of the Gemara are going to be different depending on which one, what you think is driving the problem for Tulim. If you think the problem of Tulim is the inclusivity of the language, then each of the categories is going to include more stuff because of the language that you use. If you use yerek, you mean just vegetables. If you use hayore the tevra, you mean vegetables, anything that grows on the ground that is used to flavor a pot. When you say on the tabasho there, you mean anything that grows on the ground. Whereas here, right, if you use the problem is yerek, right, which is raw versus cooked, then yerek means raw, things that are only eaten raw, or normally eaten raw. Then the next category, yerek the tevra, is something that is eaten normally cooked, but also sometimes is eaten raw. And then on the tabasho there is something that's only eaten when it's cooked. And that'll be the stages of the category based on the language that he uses. Again, I'm sure they're not going to be known between these two, which is that you can find something that is used to, garlic's a good example. Garlic is used to flavor a pot, So that would be according to, if you say that, a Yorid Ketera, right, is, or a Yarki Ketera, would be included according to the first lesson. According to the second lesson, that would not be included, since the product is basically only eaten cooked. So it would only, it would not be included in this, according to the second interpretation, but would be included according to the first interpretation. But just to show you that the difference in the way you learn what the problem between Tulum and Yark will have an apomena, again, and how you have a progression within the languages that you use. Again, we pass him like Rabbi Akiva, because it seems to be that he's arguing Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and then that's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rambam we saw about exactly what does it mean when we pass on Rabbi Akiva, what is included under Basar? Is everything is oaf automatically included under Basar, or do you need Shliach? Right? Or, and fish, everybody agrees you need a Shliach to be Mimla Kalei. I mean, that normally people would check on it to be included. The question was about oaf, about poultry, whether that's normally included under Basar, and you don't even have to ask us the Rambam, and the Rambam says no. The Gemara equated the two, and therefore you'd have to be also that somebody, you send somebody to start buying meat, you come back and say, you know what, I wouldn't buy, do you want me to buy your chicken? And that would only be included. If you didn't come back and ask me that, then it wouldn't be included under Basar. Let's stop here.